firm a foundation, ye saints.
Is the Apostle Paul contradicting himself when he says, bear one another's burdens in one breath, and then in the next he says, let each one bear his own burden? Well, that's what we'll discover on this Friday edition of Through the Bible Radio with our teacher, Dr. J. Vernon McGee, as we come to Galatians 6. But first, let's hear some comments by Dr. McGee made many years ago.
I entitled this editorial, The Proud Pygmy versus the Humble Human Being. I have a scripture for this, and it's found in Proverbs, the 6th chapter, beginning at verse 16. Will you listen to this? These 6 things doth the Lord hate. Yea, 7 are an abomination unto him. A proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, and heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift to running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. Now, God says these are the things that he hates. It's an ugly brood, as you can see. And these are the things that are actually in the heart of the natural man. That is, you and I, before we were converted, that is, if we have been converted, and we still have that old nature, and these things can still be down in our hearts. Now, pride here is the number one on God's hate parade. It comes ahead of a lying tongue and murder. It's one of the polite sins. Perhaps I should say impolite sins. It leaves no evidence that a crime has been committed. There is no smoking gun or a corpus delicti. No reputations are wrecked. Pride can go to church undetected and is not even rebuked or condemned. Pride is a sin for which you will never be arrested. It's not a secret sin. It may not leave any fingerprints, but it surely does leave face prints. The Lord said he even hated the proud look. It shows itself in the face. It does leave, however, shattered lives, wrecked churches, and even great nations have been affected by it. It's the sin that relieved Lucifer, the son of the morning, of his exalted position in heaven, and he became Satan, the enemy of God. You find that in Isaiah 14 at verse 12 through 15, and also Ezekiel 28 at verse 12 through 17. Now, it caused God to drive Adam and Eve from the Garden of Eden. They wanted to be gods instead of humble humans. It has been the downfall of many great men. It caused Alexander the Great to weep because there were not any more worlds to conquer. But he didn't conquer himself. He died a drunkard's death, the victim of pride, if you please. And in Proverbs 16:18, you have this statement, pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Now, Rome was rotten to the core because of gross immorality, and it fell apart like a rotten apple. But pride blinded Rome to its miserable condition. Pride is one of the heads of the hydra-headed monster that is destroying our country. Since World War II, we've attempted to lead the world to the Elysian fields of plenty. We are dying within, but pride blinds us to our true condition. Pride goes to church every Sunday and receives a royal welcome. It should be treated as a plague, but it is not. Notice what is said in the 8th chapter of Proverbs, verse 13. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogance in the evil way, and the froward mouth do I hate. God again and again lets it be known the way that he feels about pride that is so destructive of mankind. Now, the great sin of the ministry is not money or sex, it's pride, and it has destroyed many ministers. Paul reminds us that the preachers have nothing, but if they have anything, it was something they received. Paul says, I am what I am by the grace of God. And that's something that every minister can say. Now, the opposite of pride is humility. It was said of the Lord Jesus that he humbled himself. And we are enjoined to do the very same thing. You'll recall that it was James in the 4th chapter of the book of James. He spoke about this in verse 10. He said, humble yourselves in the sight of God, and he shall lift you up. Now, why not start a new style or trend today in your group? Put on a dress or a suit that'll be a little bit different. And you remember that both Peter and James both said, put on humility, just like you put on a garment. Say your friends will want to know who your dressmaker and your tailor is.